Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center.
And the purpose of our show is to prove that all chronic disorder, if you're normal before and then somewhere down your life that you develop some symptom, that can be cured. We know how the body maintains health, restore health, and we can fix it. And the proof is in my website, www.drtong.com. We had past radio shows with somewhere around 700 patients with everything that you can name up: Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, multiple sclerosis, infertilities, diabetes, high blood pressure. Okay, these people used to take medication all the time. Now they don't take medication. They don't have the symptom. They don't need to even need our treatment. Mm-hmm.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our next guest?
Yes.
Heather, tell us where you're from, what you do, and your story.
Hi, my name's Heather. I actually work for Dr. Tong currently, and I moved here from New York about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. I've been working for Dr. Tong for 5 months. Everything that Dr. Tong, honestly, is very new to me. We don't have anything like this type of treatment in New York, so I was pretty skeptical at first about what Dr. Tong does.
Not in the world. Yes.
But then I see these people, they come in wheelchairs. They come into our office in wheelchairs, and they leave our office walking down the hall. And
yes.
I'm like, oh, my.
All the time.
All the time.
Yes.
And I'm 23, and when I was younger, I did a lot of rough sports, and I was doing hurdles when I was younger, and I actually fell over a hurdle and came down on both my wrists.
Mm.
I was diagnosed about a year ago with osteopenia in both my wrists, and a doctor that I was working for at that time told me that I had the wrists of a 70-year-old lady. Well, then I came in, I told Elaine, actually, Dr. Tong's daughter, very wonderful person she is, about my wrist problem, and she gave me a treatment. All it took, honestly, was one treatment, and it was over a month ago, and I have had no pain in my wrist at all. It was a miracle, honestly.
Yeah.
Mm. I used to sit in front of the computer. I'd type for, like, 20 minutes, about, and then I'd have to stop and rest my wrist and move my wrist around for me to be able to type again. I'd sit there. I just realized that I sat there, and I've been typing a lot over this past week with all the new patients coming in and everything, and I have no pain. I have no pain in my wrist. And
yeah.
It's just so wonderful. And it only took one treatment.
Yes.
And that's great.
A lot of people like you. And if you don't have this kind of treatment, you'll be stuck with this pain for the rest of life.
Oh, and surgery would have been the other option. And that would have been like total wrist reconstruction surgery. And
that's going to make
horrible.
It worse.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Let's get to Sherry first from Henderson, Nevada. Sherry.
Hi.
Why don't you give us a little, Sherry's been with us for many years. Give us a little history of when the first time you came to see us.
And what happened? Why did you come to see me?
Oh, wow. Well, Dr. Tong is my savior other than Jesus. He's my savior and my hero.
Yes.
He saved my life, truly. When I first came, I had the tumor, you know, the 7x9 tumor on the
lipoma,
side of my,
right?
Yeah, that huge, huge lipoma on the side of my leg, and my leg was just totally in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And he just started doing his treatment, and that tumor totally went away. And all the pain went away in my leg. My other leg, I had lymphedema in because I had cancer, and I had lymphedema from them removing the lymph nodes. And so my left leg and foot was all swollen.
Mm-hmm.
And he did his treatment there, and totally all the swelling went down. I'm just starting now after it's been about 2.5 years. I'm just starting now to get just a tiny bit of swelling. I need to come back in my left ankle so he can give me a tune-up.
Yes.
What else do you have? You have a long list of problems.
Candida, too, right?
What?
Candida.
Oh, gosh, yes. And yeah, name it. I had fibromyalgia when I came there, and that totally disappeared.
And your eyesight? I remember your...
Yeah, that's right. You use a screen underneath the roadside. Yeah.
It's so true. I had night blindness, too.
Yes.
And I wasn't expecting that to be cured, but it was cured. Mm-hmm. I don't have night blindness anymore. And also, another thing I don't think that I ever told you, I had a fear of going over bridges.
Yes.
I didn't always have this, but I had developed it, I don't know, for 2 or 3 years before I started coming to you, and I don't have that fear anymore.
Yes.
Wow.
And it was just another benefit of your treatment, I mean, your treatment helps so many things. It doesn't just help like the road rage, right?
That's right. We treat the lipoma, we don't treat the candida, we don't treat the fibromyalgia, we treat Sherry, total. Body and soul.
One more thing before we let you go, Sherry. I remember your very first treatment. You were so, I mean, you are normally a very bubbly person.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
So depressed and just.
She
didn't have a smile on her face at all.
Yes, she forgot. Yeah, forgotten how to smile.
You know why? Because I had been to 15 doctors. They had all told me that nothing was wrong. That my big lipoma, they did MRIs and CAT scans on it, and they said, well, it looks like normal tissue, And I'm saying, yeah, but my leg is killing me,
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And all this thing, and they didn't want to hear me,
Yeah,
so
it's
that's
frustrating.
Why,
here's a
I was depressed, and I didn't know it.
that's why it's a fallacy of all the current tests that the doctor do on you. Mm-hmm. Totally unnecessary. Heather, okay, most people want to do what the nerve conduction test, $1,500. Mm-hmm. But,
and painful,
which
too.
Which I would not go for because I heard it was very
it
painful.
Hurts.
Very painful,
mm-hmm.
but it's not useful.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's only useful for the pocket, the wallet of the doctor who does it. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
One of the best things is that you are able to smile and laugh because you laugh all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I can't help it.
I know. Yeah. We miss you, Sherry. You need to come visit us again.
I miss you, too, and I love you both so much and everyone there on your staff, and I thank God for you.
Wonderful. Yes. Sherry, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Our next guest is Andrea from Corona. Andrea.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
Andrea, tell us, why don't you just give us a little history on what you experienced with Dr. Tong.
Sure. Basically, for my whole life, I had irregular periods. And I was starting to have some pelvic pain. And, the regular doctors that I went to had put me on the birth control pill, and that wasn't helping. I was having some other weird symptoms, like a hair on my chin would pop up every once in a while. And,
mm-hmm.
and I was just, I couldn't understand what was going on. So I went and saw Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, after the first treatment, I stopped having pelvic pain, and he told me to get off the birth control pill, which I did, and I went to him again a couple more times, I think, and I just felt great. My periods came back. They were regular, and no more pain.
How long have you had this irregular period and pelvic pain now? How long have you had that?
Irregular periods almost since puberty,
like
17 years old or 16 years old and on, I think.
So and over 10 years.
Yeah, it had been a long time. And the pelvic pain, I think it started during medical school.
Yeah.
All the stress.
The pressure, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it had been a couple of years.
Now, it's been a while since you had treatment, but I saw you the first time I saw you was last week, and she looks great. I mean, your skin and everything. You look so good, You told me, why was it that you look so good?
Neutralizer.
Well, gosh, thanks. I completely cut out sugar, starches, everything from my diet.
That's right. Let me ask you, were you the one that with the
polycystic ovarian syndrome, right?
Di-Leventhal disease.
Yeah, is that what they diagnosed you with?
Yeah, that's what they called it, polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Okay, so there's another fancy name, Di-Leventhal name.
Uh-huh.
Western medicine have a tendency of getting a doctor's name on the disease, which means nothing. mm-hmm. nothing. Crohn's disease, Lou Gehrig disease, Diethylamine disease, okay? Mm-hmm. The hirsutism, hair on the lip, another fancy term, okay, is partly due to their birth control pills
yeah.
and your energy imbalance. It's the energy imbalance that causes all the physical abnormalities. And so what all the things that you learn in medical school, that I learned in medical school, mm-hmm. it doesn't help you to fix the problem, mm-hmm. to rebuild your health.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why once you know how to get the energy back into mm-hmm. the soul, the mind, the spirit, back into the body, the body's function right.
Yeah.
They can be on a wheelchair. They can be on oxygen. They come out without needing that. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you enjoy the rest of your weekend off, okay?
Oh, thank you. It was great talking to both of you guys.
Thanks yeah. for being
I'll
on our show.
I'll be visit soon, Dr.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yes, you have to.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664.
Yeah, let's talk to Vicky.
Hello, Vicky.
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome
hi,
to our
Vicky.
Show.
Hi, thank you.
Tell us a little brief story of what happened to you and what did we do to you.
Well, Dr. Tong has been treating me since last October, and he was treating me basically for fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, carpal tunnel in both arms. And so it was a lot of muscle pain, fatigue, even some depression along with the rheumatoid arthritis. And I was on like anywhere from 7 to 10 different medicines. And since I've been seeing Dr. Tong, I went off of all medications. And I've been doing really good.
From the very first treatment, you dropped
all
medications.
Right, after the first treatment, I decided I'm just going to try this and didn't go on any of my medicines. And I've been doing really good, good. I've been feeling great.
At the time that you saw me, you were on 12 different medications.
Around 10, yeah.
10 or 12, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It was terrible, and the medications were even causing a lot more symptoms than my chronic illnesses. So, you know.
What were some of the side effects from your medication?
I would even get more fatigued, even though mm-hmm. it was supposed to be helping me, and mm-hmm. then I would even just, I think, even though I was on an antidepressant, I didn't see any benefits of that. I think I was still depressed,
mm-hmm.
and I think the worst thing was the fatigue. Even though mm-hmm. you know, and they say you know a lot of those medicines can cause that, but that was one of the symptoms I was trying to get rid of in the first place.
Right.
So,
Vicky, how long have you had these symptoms, like the depression, your fibromyalgia? How long have you been suffering from it before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Probably since a car accident that I had in 1995. Yeah, but it had mainly gotten so bad and a lot worse, you know, during last year. And that's
okay.
when I, you know, decided I was tired of all the medications mm-hmm. and sought out Dr. Tong. But mainly I was calling because I had, you know, I've been doing so well. And then as a teacher, we're urged every 4 years to get a TB shot.
Okay.
A TB test.
Okay.
And after that, this year, for whatever reason, and I've been teaching for about 15 years, and so, you know, it hadn't ever affected me, but this time, for some reason, I had some kind of a allergic reaction or a reaction to the TB shot, and it was like I went in, like, on a Monday around 5 o'clock for the shot, and on Tuesday morning, I woke up just with all my symptoms back, my muscle pain, fatigued, I had swelling of the hands and feet kind of from my arthritis, and it was awful. And I couldn't figure out exactly what it was. At first I thought it might be the flu, but then I didn't have any of those other symptoms that you might get with the flu, you know. And
so did you get a treatment after you had this reaction?
Yes, and right after the treatment I felt like 100% better.
That's wonderful.
I could just feel, you know, the toxin leaving my body, actually, you know. And, you know, of course, when I consulted my doctor, you know, and mentioned that I thought maybe, you know, that I did have a reaction to the TB test, you know, they right away, oh, no, couldn't be that, you know.
They always deny it.
Yeah.
They always deny any drug reaction, any other thing, they always deny it because that's the only thing they know.
Well, Vicky, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Dr. Tong. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows and more information. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Okay, let's get to our next guest, DeWitt.
Hey, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing a lot better. You really helped me a lot.
Great.
I can't thank you enough. It's been really great. I just, you know, couldn't sleep at night. And I just basically went to several doctors. I was with HMO,
yes.
Yeah, and I went to them, and they did a little test on me, and they told me that I have a mild form of sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea.
And they said that they did some more tests, and they said it's not that bad, but it could get worse. And then they wanted to fit me with this mouth thing. I don't know what it is, the C-pad or whatever this thing
yeah,
is called.
Yeah, that's what
and,
my aunt uses.
Yeah, and, like, I saw this thing, and I said, man, no way, man. You know, I'm not like an astronaut. I mean, this thing was really scary. You know, look at this thing. They fit this mouthpiece over your nose and your mouth.
So you can breathe
and,
when you sleep.
Yeah, and they said I don't have to use this thing. I said, no way.
You remember?
So I started looking for other things, you know, and I did some acupuncturists. I went to several, and then I went to a certain level, and then it would kind of tail off, you know. I went to several, and it would work for a while, but then I would kind of, like, lapse back into this kind of panic breathing thing. And so I just happened to come across Dr. Tong's website. Actually, I heard the radio show first, and then I looked at the website.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I found him. And then I went there. The first treatment that he gave me, I was a little bit afraid about it. It did hurt a little bit for the first treatment. But the second treatment, it didn't hurt all that much, really. And that's when I noticed the big difference. Actually, the first night that after the first treatment, I slept really for 10 hours for the first time in about like 4 years.
Yes.
Without waking up at all?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I used to wake up a lot at night. You know, I used to wake up and go back to sleep and wake up and go back to sleep, and that's when I knew
after
I was
in trouble. After the first treatment?
Yeah, and then the second treatment I just had last Thursday, and I mean, it's like I feel really great. I mean, so I'm letting everybody know that it does work.
So you've only had two treatments.
Yeah, and then, like, it works, so...
Yeah, that's a difference between my treatment and acupuncture. Same principle, but this is so much more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Acupuncture is very weak.
Yeah, not only is the modality, but also I really have a lot of experience now, even treating myself. So I know exactly what to do.
And it's how you treat the point, too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you used to wake up tired, correct? And wake
up. Yeah, I used to wake up real tired, and I said, oh, man, I got to go to work again today, and I'm really tired, you know. But now it's feel great. I mean, like, I'm actually down at work now. I mean, that's where I'm calling from now.
Yeah, great.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they actually told me that, you know, I could either do the mouthpiece and then wait for about 3 months and then get this operation. And then they said, only like 52% effective.
Oh, my God.
So there's a chance that it may work and it may not work. And you know, I was scared to death of this, you know, and I, you know, now I feel like going out, working and doing stuff.
Good for you.
And so I'm letting everybody know this does work. Like I said, I was a little bit afraid of it, but now that I see that it does.
You were also afraid to talk in the radio show before, and I talked you into sharing it, and you didn't seem like you're afraid at all.
Yeah, you know, I kind of was, but, you know, after you, I don't know what you've done, but just calm me down a little bit here. I don't know how you did it, but whatever you did, you did it.
I hit you over the head with a hammer.
They're amazing.
Yeah, I kind of joke with people and talk to people a lot. I feel comfortable around people.
I mean, it doesn't only treat the physical symptoms, but your emotions and just your mental clarity is just, it's amazing. DeWitt,
yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, great.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, join us again soon.
Okay.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Anna. Let's get to Anna.
Morning, Doctor.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Oh, it's so good to hear you.
Yeah, Anna is not a scheduled guest, but she called in because she's, I guess, she's feeling very good with my treatment. So,
you know, I had the herniated disc and my sciatic nerve. I couldn't. It was very hard for me to walk. If I walked a great distance in that, you know, I had it for 20 years.
Oh.
So anyway, it's I after the first treatment, Doctor, I just felt like $100, or more than that.
$100 is cheap today.
Yeah, no, I felt like a million.
Oh,
good,
wow.
Okay.
Anyway, it was just wonderful.
Yes.
How many? You've had two treatments now, Anna?
Yes, two treatments.
How much pain you still have?
I have some, but I just my whole existence, I feel like I've been lifted.
Yes.
I can breathe better, and I just have a different outlook.
Yes.
You know, and I'm just so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
You sound so happy, Anna.
I am happy. I'm gonna start crying. Oh no, I can't cry anymore.
20 years of pain. Okay,
yeah.
That's one. No, and two treatment. You're almost like.
And what kind of what did you what treatments did you have before? Did you
I used to have the chiropractor, you know, and all that type of treatment that they gave, and you know, you went through all that, but really, you didn't feel that terrific.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still felt hurt.
It's like you feel like you have to continue getting the treatments in order to feel
yeah,
at a certain
Yeah, but then
level.
You didn't know how long you had to take them because you didn't feel any, basically, that much relief. I'm glad, I'm so happy that I found you on the air, Doctor, because you've just been so happy for our family here.
Yeah, you heard us from a radio show? Is that how you found us?
That's how I heard you.
Yeah.
And I've been telling everybody I know about it.
Great.
About your show, but about now I'll be telling them about you and how you have helped, you know?
Yes.
And anyway.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Hopefully
have
we'll
a nice
hear
weekend,
from you soon.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, our website is drtong.com. drtong.com. And our number, if you have any questions or if you'd like to make an appointment, is 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest, Rita. Welcome, Rita.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Why don't you give us a little background or tell us how you came to see Dr. Tong and myself?
Well, I was severely depressed and had a lot of anxiety and pain in my arm and certain parts, you know, in my body, and I have sleeping disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've been to Dr. Tong's office, I have just remarkably been doing really good.
So what happened after your first treatment with him?
Oh, it was wonderful. I felt so much better. I just felt like a whole different person,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of my anxiety has left, you mm-hmm. know, that I had, my mood swings and sleeping disorders. I had, you know, I sleep a little bit better now
mm-hmm.
than I was, and diagnosed with Hep C and
hepatitis.
They make
right.
sure that I get proper blood flow to my liver and, uh-huh. and my kidneys and all of, you know, where all of the blood flow goes to the brain, and
now,
I just feel really great.
How long ago were you diagnosed with the hepatitis C? Because now you said you haven't. They had a new discovery on your lab work. Tell us about
that. Yes, I have none.
You don't have hepatitis C anymore.
I have nothing. I'm healthy. They can't even find it in my blood.
Yes.
And how long ago did they diagnose you with it?
In 2007.
Okay. So.
And I went to the doctor yesterday, or day before yesterday, ran all kinds of lab work on me, and they can't even find it.
So what did you say?
I would say thank God.
No, what did the doctor say?
Oh, the doctor said that I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. Everything is good.
And he's not surprised that your hepatitis titer has become normal.
Yes, it's normal. I'm normal, and
yeah.
I feel great.
Tell us what happened after the last time when you came to see me.
the last time I came to see you was a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was not being able to sleep. And you injected me and gave me what I needed, and I slept very well. I slept like a queen. I have never slept like that for so long.
Wonderful.
That I was so excited I had to call Elaine and tell her just what a blessing it was.
Sleep is important. Thanks. Thanks for the phone call.
Yes.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number 714-556-8664. Okay, we have one last guest, a couple more minutes. Let's talk to Keith. Hello, Keith.
Hello, this is Keith. How you doing?
Hi,
welcome
Keith.
To our show.
Hey, yes. How you guys doing?
We're
fine.
Great. We're wonderful.
Yeah, I'm doing great, too.
You sound great.
Except seeing Dr. Tom.
Well, Keith, you know, Keith suffered from depression. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he his wife is my patient, and she was on the show before Tina, and Tina said my husband still loved me, but not in love with me.
Oh.
So pretty sad. So
are you in love with her now, Keith?
Yes, we're doing great.
Oh, that's so wonderful! I love to hear that. That just made my day.
Well, yeah. The biggest thing, like I said, is I've gotten off of all the medications, the
right.
You know, the drugs that the psychiatrist and everybody
number
gives you.
Number one.
Wellbutrin and the Celexa and all the other stuff. And
Zoloft.
And oh, it's just great. And
after how many treatments were you able to get rid of the drugs?
One treatment. I was off.
One treatment.
And
yes.
I felt better. I slept better.
Yes.
I woke up feeling refreshed.
Yes.
And you're in
and
love with your wife again.
Yes.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
It's so wonderful.
And how long have you been married to her for?
For 22.
Oh.
Wow. Yes.
22 years.
Yes.
So you see, Dr. Tong not only treats your physical health, but your love life, your marriage. Is that not true?
It's great. I mean, plus I'm off my glaucoma medicine, and I'm off my high blood pressure medicine. It's great.
Oh, my gosh. And how many treatments have you had now?
Just two.
Two treatments.
Just two.
And you've been suffering from depression for how long?
Oh, for probably about 2 years now, probably. Mm.
And it's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, you do not sound like you're depressed, Keith.
Not anymore.
Keith, thank you so much for joining us. Sorry, we're going to have to say bye, but hopefully we can have you on again so we can talk to you more.
Yeah, we should, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Take care. Okay, have a great weekend.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.